The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.H. Isaki. Bishop E.H. Isaki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as a resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.H. Isaki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Amen. Udi adanse a wo se obonifo no adwuma. Wo si ne kwan soso. Amen. Me workshop wo Chrome Opera. Me tu kwan kakra. Ti me bae me nti me nko ho. Na last week Tuesday. Me wo na lady a me di ho nyina hye ne nsa no. Omo frɛ me ahemrache. Sɛ wo se me mo mpa ye ma no. Na oyare. Wa frɛ ye bishop baako. Omo nya ne number. Ɛna me bɔ mpa ye ma no. Ade kye anpa no frɛ me. Oh. Mama, me okay, me person me call store. Then I say, okay, mate, call, and I call here. Around 4 o'clock, I'm not afraid, I say, Obeba Minch, Obeba Minch, Obeba Minch. I'm so, I kind of haunt him, I'm poor, I'm on fan him, and why not say, afraid me, mama, me person me confess, me real sick, me damn it, me na. Bear na watch me and send me, me hush, shimmy, me am hush, ye, me da, na I so be the me cheap, I so come. It's me person me ba, na me back can't be BIC, I was store hamicho. Yes, so I can read a pet. Young man by a couple never, mamma. No, this see a quam war. Mumpa, my mitch or mammy. Mumpa, my mitch or mammy. Mumpa, oh, I've been deceived. Or can the bro for do a candy tree. A dan and so be a sabby when you're high fever. And no more than a bed few, but do me fear the nigher worse. Or be confessing yes, singing. And a year and a senior. When you're high fever, and to be mass of fire, and then they could die. I dear champion within the hospital. So, more fun and call a be an oyary. And pa almost did not hospital. I'm an Huaton. And then I'm son almost from the bush and phone. I tell me some person more back. No more back can't see car where we are. No more the man home. Na omuchiano kakra kakra. Me kadia shall radio and William say, a radio nanuko ya home. Or boy a home by and young con unipe dianco. Where Japa dear be a so janet to any uncle pong. Now best someone no quarrel moa. Bibi be a far honour. A radio bird ehun bai amao even though mimi ho no ewurade ahye na bofo e wo shop a me nko ho e no ma holy ghost akobono sutrama onu akasa e ka na sam me da ewurade ase woni e wa ya ma mi no amen bon sama ewurade no aye bi
wow Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is a wonderful testimony, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow. Shopper and koho at all. And there's been going on. Sometimes, you see, people are wicked. Very, very, very wicked. Very wicked. That is why people don't trust people. Trusted the person, left your shop with the person. You know what is going on. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
It's an amazing testimony.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We appreciate and love you, grateful to you for everyone that is in this service today. We are praying and submitting ourselves to you and to your will. Speak to every heart and be glorified in our lives in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen.
Amen.
Right. Sit on top of your enemies. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, God is a gracious God. God is a wonderful God. He has watched over us. We started our fasting on Tuesday. And we are continuing this week, Monday to Friday. Somebody say amen. Right, the whole of the month of August, we will be fasting and praying. It's a month of spiritual emphasis and miracles. You have received your miracle already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're also going to receive your miracles. God is going to work a work in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right, I just want us to quickly talk about the Holy Spirit and His influence in our lives. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. This is when Jesus was about to leave. And he has been the disciples for a long time. And they were, he had died. He had resurrected and he was going to say bye-bye to them. He was just about to leave. Jesus had already said, it is better for me to leave. Because if I do not leave, the Holy Spirit will not come. Jesus knows the influence of the Holy Spirit in a Christian's life. So Jesus said, it is better for me to leave. Because if I do not leave, the Holy Spirit will not come. But when He comes, He will strengthen you. He will comfort you. He will direct you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus knows we need the Holy Spirit.
I
need for you to understand. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. Say, I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I live in a body.
Amen.
It means that the real you is a spirit. The real Eric is a spirit. The Eric is not the one with wearing this type of shirt. That is just your body, your house. The real Eric is a spirit. When a person dies, what it means is that he has left, the real person has left the house. You have left your house. Your body is your house. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17.
1 Thessalonians 5 17.
Let's look at it quickly. Alright, 20 I believe. 1920. Alright, let's look at it. Bible says, no. Spirit, soul, and body. 20. Right, find it for me. That your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved. Amen. Be preserved. Your whole spirit, soul, and body. All right, 23. That the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God. Your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless.
Oso no anto ho kra na o hwa ohohom ne o kra na onipadua so eho erema asem biara.
Three components.
Niamma miensa.
You have three components.
Oye niamma miensa.
Spirit, soul and body.
Oye ohohom okra na onipadua.
Amen.
Amen.
Spirit, soul and body.
Ohohom okra na onipadua.
Now that is what makes you different from a goat.
Eno na ma wo dance.
A goat does not have a spirit. When a goat dies, it's dead. But when you die, you are not dead. You have actually changed your residence. A person is either going to heaven or hell. Because the real you is, as I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? You are a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have a soul.
Oh,
and you live in a body. So you need to now develop your spirit. The real you. Many of us spend a lot of times working on our bodies. We take our time to decorate our bodies. We wear wig. We wear face powder. We do all sorts of things so that our body will look beautiful. But what about your spirit? The real you. Are you there? You know, one day, this man from Ghana who lived in America for many years, and he met a Ghanaian in America and they got married. And after some years of marriage, the man's mother decided to go and visit them in America. So the man told his wife, "My mother that you have not met is coming to visit us. He's coming all the way from Ghana to visit us." And they kept on telling the lady, "Get ready. Let everything be ready in the house." The lady was very happy and also nervous. And because she didn't know how the mother-in-law would relate to her. So this young lady was cooking in the house, scrubbing the floors, the bathroom, so that the woman will be impressed when she comes. She was taking her time to decorate, put curtains, beautiful
curtains,
polish all the furniture. And then the gentleman told the wife that, "Now I'm going to pick my wife, my mother from the airport and come.
It
will take 2 hours." So she started cooking. And as she's cooking, she's also cleaning up everywhere. She was a little hungry when she was cooking. She make a cup of Milo and she was drinking it. The Milo spilled into her dress. "But no problem, I'm doing my work. I want the house to be beautiful. So my mother-in-law will be impressed when she comes." So she was working. She didn't look at the time. Then she heard pipping. The doorbell. So when she opened the door, lo and behold, the man and his mother were at the door. The lady was wearing her old house dress with Milo in all the dress. Her hair was scruffy like a Bob Marley.
Yeah.
I mean, looking terrible. And the mother asked the son, "Is this your house help?" What a shock.
Wow.
The house was beautiful. Polished.
Yes.
The floor is polished. The food is ready. The kitchens were beautiful. But the person who lived in the house was not ready. Many of us, that's how we behave. We polish the outside. We take our time. We decorate the place. But inside, we are looking terrible. I'm telling everybody here, let us work on our spirits. Can I have an amen? You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body, your soul is your intellect. Your emotions, your feelings, all those things, the part of your soul. Your body is this physical one. That is the one you see. But the real you, nobody can see. Only God can see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I am a spirit. I have a soul.
I have a soul.
I live in a body.
I live in a body.
Amen.
Amen.
So now, we need to understand the influence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When the Holy Spirit comes into you, He first of all influences your spirit, and then your soul, and then your body. Amen.
Amen.
So your spirit will be influenced by the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's go to Acts chapter 1. These are the words of Jesus when he was about to go from verse 5. Acts 1 verse 5. For John truly baptized with water. Acts chapter 1. All right. Good. And but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now verse 6. And when they were come together, they asked him, Lord, would you at this time restore unto us the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his power. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, it's not up to you. But look at verse 8, the verse you're looking for. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 8, yes.
Verse 8, I say, Nemom, Sahon Kronkronon, Nya Ba Mosua, Mube Nya Ahondin, Namaye Madansi for Jerusalem, Ni Judea, Nina, Ni Samaria, the Akopim Asase, Ano, Nohwa.
Amen. Jesus said, you shall receive what? He didn't say you shall receive money, you shall receive power. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Amen.
Amen.
Every believer must desire the Holy Spirit to fill you. Because the Bible says you will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You will stand for me. You will live for me. You will succeed in life, because you need the power of God to do well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then Jesus spoke and he left. The disciples were wondering, how will this Holy Spirit come? How will he come? How will I know the Holy Spirit has come? Jesus said, we should go and wait. Go and wait for the Holy Spirit. How does the Holy Spirit look like? Will he be wearing a bow tie? How will he know the Holy Spirit has come? As you are sitting here, if I see Reverend Pazzi coming, I can describe him. The man who is wearing, is that a pink bow tie? Pink bow tie. So that is Reverend Pazzi. Amen.
Amen.
I can describe Dr. Lila.
Dr. Lila.
Wearing white jackets. I can describe Mr. Nifo. Wearing a check shirt. So when you see Mr. Nifo, if you go to the church this morning, you see a man called Mr. Nifo. He's a little grown up. He's wearing check shirts. So when you come, you're looking for somebody in a check shirt. When you see
Eric,
he's wearing a check shirt. But he's not grown up, so he's quite young. So looking for somebody a little older. So when you see this man, you approach him. Are you Mr. Nifo? Because I've described him. You understand what I'm saying? I've described him. So you can point out to him. You can ask him. Now Jesus said,
yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit will come. Go and wait. How would we know? That the Holy Spirit has come. Look at Acts chapter 2. Now we are going to see how he came. What happened then? how we will be able to know the Holy Spirit has come into a believer's life. The Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the day of Pentecost is like a day of festival. Like a butchery or something, you know what I mean? It's just a day that is that a festival called Pentecost. When it was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, verse 2, look at the Holy Spirit, the way he came. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen.
Pentecost, Dano Toyano, no one in a Shiafako. Now, in perfume, no, a whom be I to send from my muya ding, a rebo, a free show by, never share if you are what you know.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them.
Now, Takrama, what papa mua, a tissa oja ye, trewong, now a besisi one a tiffy, marco.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus has said to them already, go and preach in my name. You shall cast out devils. You shall heal the sick. You shall speak in new tongues. All these are promises.
Now
the Bible says, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, they were gathered like we've gathered this Sunday morning. I've been to the place, I don't know how true it is, but I've been to Jerusalem, the upper room where they gathered.
Jerusalem, upper room,
I really hope that that's where they really met. But this place is much beautiful than the place. What a shock. It's a little room on top of just one single story, and on top of it is a little room. That is where they gathered. 120 of them. They gathered. Waiting. Jesus said,
yes,
the Holy Ghost will come. I told you, Reverend Pazzi is going to come.
Reverend Pazzi,
when he comes, you know he has come. And when he came,
Oba,
was wearing a pink bow tie.
Osha pink bow tie.
What a shock. It's amazing. So is it Reverend Pazzi?
Reverend Pazzi.
Is it Mr. Nifo?
Mr. Nifo.
Who is this man?
Where, why,
the Bible says, when they gathered, there was a rushing wind.
And from every boy,
the whole place was filled. There were cloven tongues of fire on their head. And the Bible says, they began to speak in tongues. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost filled them, they began to speak in tongues. So the question is, every time the Holy Spirit comes, will we see cloven tongues of fire? Will there be a rushing wind? What is it that is similar when the Holy Spirit comes? One last scripture, Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. The Bible says, Peter has been invited to Cornelius' house. Go to Cornelius' house. Go and preach to him. Go and tell him of the gospel. So Peter went there, and then he started to preach. He was talking like I'm talking now. He was preaching. And he started. 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Alright.
Peter was preaching about Christ. How God sent him. And the things he did. And all the preachings. And the miracles.
Verse
44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Amen.
Osina Petro gusurika nsem yi no hon kronkron be gu won a wote asem no nyina so.
Amen. Verse 45. And they were of the circumcision which believed were astonished. They were surprised. As many as came with Peter, because that the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Now, agyidifo a ofri twetiatwafo mu a woni Petro bae no ho dwiri won. Sɛ wɔhwie hon kronkron akyɛdeɛ no egu amanamanfo no mu eso.
For they heard them speak with tongues.
Ɔsɛ fri sɛ ɔte sɛ wɔde tɛkyerɛma foforɔ rekata.
They heard them.
Ɔteɛ.
They heard them.
Ɔmoteɛ.
They heard them.
Ɔmoteɛ.
They heard them.
Ɔmoteɛ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were surprised. Peter had come to the Gentiles.
Ɔsɛ Peter ba amamanfo no nkyɛn.
People that they didn't when they different from the Jews.
Kyɛsɛ ɔmo ne Jew fo nsonso yɛ da ɔmo ntɛm.
The Jew didn't respect them.
Jew fo mu wɔm.
By the faith that the Holy Spirit came.
But da ɔmo kronkron ne baa yɛ no.
All those who received the Holy Spirit were Jews.
Ɔmo ɔmo nya ɔmo kronkron nya nom yɛ Jew
fo. And they began to speak in tongues.
Ɛna ɔmo hyɛ ase sɛ ɔmo kakasa foforɔ.
But in this place.
Bɛbɛ bi ɔkɔ yɛ.
They were Gentiles.
Na ɔmo yɛ ananafo.
The people thought they were not qualified.
Ɔmo de ɔmo fo sɛ ɛmfata wɔm.
So they have invited Peter to come and preach.
Ɛtɔ ɔmo frɛ Peter amana baa.
Peter came with his boys.
Peter ne ne kwala baa.
They all come.
Ɔmo nyinaa baa.
And they are sitting down.
Ɛna ɔmo tete
hɔ. Peter is preaching.
Peter shall
He's preaching. Jesus is the Son of God. God anointed him. He's preaching. Suddenly, all the Gentiles, they begin to speak in tongues. And the Bible says, those who came with Peter were surprised. Because they have seen the Holy Ghost do the same thing that he did in their lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm saying to everybody here,
the
first sign of the Holy Spirit in your life is the evidence of speaking in tongues. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
That is very important. If you give your life to Christ, Jesus comes into you. Comes to live in you. But you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, as Peter spoke, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. And they began, they heard them. They heard them speaking in tongues. What a blessing. What a blessing. That was the introduction of the church into the Gentile life. That is the sign that God, Holy Spirit, has also affected, can affect everybody. Everybody can receive the Holy Spirit. You should have shouted amen.
Amen.
Everybody is qualified. If you have given your life to Christ, you are qualified to receive the Holy Spirit for Him to fill you. Amen.
Amen.
So the last scripture, I said, but this is the very last one. In Acts chapter 19, Paul had traveled somewhere.
Paul took one call, baby.
And when Paul traveled, he got to this place. Acts chapter 19, verse 1.
Okay.
It said, and it came to pass while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples. He found disciples. Now, verse 2. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghosts.
As neba say bra Apollo ewo Corinto no Paul chinchia echini amantifu asase so na obedru efiso na obetu asuafo bi no obisa won say mujidi ye no manya hon kronkron ana na woka kire no say
So, this means that when you believe, You must also receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe in Christ?
Yes.
Number two, you must receive the Holy Spirit. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And when you read on, Paul prayed for them. And verse 6. We jump into verse 6. It said, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied.
Wow.
So at least three references in the Bible. Acts chapter 2. When the Holy Ghost came, there was a rushing wind, and they spoke in tongues. In the Cornelius house, there was no rushing wind, but they spoke in tongues. In Ephesus, when the Holy Ghost came, there was no tongues of fire. But they spoke in tongues. One thing that is common among every time the Holy Ghost came, you always speak in tongues. He fills you and you speak in tongues. Shout amen.
Amen.
Now, next week, I'm going to spend time to explain to us the benefit of praying in tongues. Praying in the spirit. God wants you to be a giant. Somebody should have shouted
amen.
God wants you to be a spiritual giant. He wants you to succeed in life. When you pray in the spirit, maybe one thing I can say now. When you speak in tongues, you pray in the spirit. Bible says no man can understand you. However, in the spirit, you are speaking mysteries. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you pray in tongues, you are speaking heavenly language. Somebody shout
amen.
This morning, as you come to the Lord's table, as you come to eat, I want you to open your heart. Are you a believer? Have you given your life to Christ? You are qualified. You are qualified to receive the Holy Spirit. This morning, I feel the Holy Spirit is here already. If you can pray, invite him into your heart. He will fill you. He will baptize you. He will give you the prayer language. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Are you here of God's home? It's important for us to understand that God wants to empower you. He wants you to move to another level. Somebody say another level.
Another level.
You will get there. You will get there. You will get there. God is moving to another level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it comes by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask us to stand to our feet. We are going to pray for just 5 minutes. This morning,
5 minutes, and I'll pay.
And then we're going to have communion. This morning, can I, Ashes? Can you come, Ashes?
Ashes.
Come and move this away for me. Okay. All right. I want us to lift our two hands up high to the Lord. Lift your two hands up to God. I want us to pray this Sunday morning. I want us to pray. Say, Lord, this morning, I want you to fill me with your spirit. This morning, you want to pray that God will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. First of all, with our hand lifted up, I want us to say together, Heavenly Father, this
Sunday morning,
I give my heart to Jesus. I make Jesus my Lord.
I make Jesus my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Wash away my sins. Come into my heart. Write my name
in the book of life. This morning, I am yours. This morning, I am ready to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Today, my heart is opened. My mouth is opened. I am ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my heart. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my life. Come and fill me right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I invite you. Come and fill me right now. In the name of Jesus. This Sunday morning, Holy Spirit, I am ready. Come and fill me right now, the way you feel the disciples on the day of
Pentecost,
the way you feel
Cornelius
and all the people in his house, the way you feel the Christians in Ephesus. This morning, I am ready. Come and fill me also with your spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you for filling me now. In the name of Jesus. Now open your mouth and begin to pray. Everybody begin to pray. Koramba shakabahatosi. Zindiri bakatondiri bahakataya. Vandari boshki bahandara basobra havari. Kerandiri boshki bahakataya. Mandari bolorara boshki. As the Holy Ghost to fill you now. Fill me now. Fill me now. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Let him fill you. Let him fill you. Speak to God. Speak in the spirit. Zingiribo kapandiriboshi. Haranda kapatoka zidi. Zingiriba lororoboshi. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now listen. I want all of us to come to the front. Everybody, just come to the front. Apart from the ushers who are watching the bats and on. Everybody, I want us to pray together. Every one of us here. Just for a few minutes. I want us to pray. And ask the Holy Ghost to fill you. Please come closer. Come closer. Then lift your two hands up to him. This morning is a spiritual morning. It's a spiritual morning. Everybody at the back, yes, come all the way. Lift your hand up to God. And ask the Holy Ghost to fill you. If you speak in tongues already, He can fill you again. He can fill you again. He can fill you again. Just pray. The pastors are going to pray with you as well. They are going to lay their hands upon you. And as they lay their hands on you, don't speak in any language you understand. Begin to speak in a new language. It can start as one word. It can start at one sentence. But don't be afraid. Just begin to pray. Everybody begin to pray. Talk to God now. Pastors, can we pray for everybody? Just lay your hands on everybody. Just quickly, just lay your hands on them. Pray for them. Pray that God fill. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Rakobandiribosh kabadi. Rababababandorobosi. Zibrakatondiribahataya.
Receive the Holy Spirit.
Shkabando rakabato rebezi. Zubrakafataribasi. Rabababababandi. Karandorobosi. Rekibota randedi. Rabababababababa. Just open your mouth and speak in tongues. Speak in a new language. Speak in a heavenly language. Speak. 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 The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is filling you again. He's filling you again. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Rakatoshakabahataya. Rabababandaroboshi. Rabababa. Karondaroboshi. Zambrano Kabrakafani. Rebebe Kalandi. Rabababandaroboshi. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fill. Baptize. Baptize, oh God. Your power. Let your power fill your daughter, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the Holy Spirit is here. He's here in His power. He's here in His power. Rakatorabo Sibrahati. Shibarorobo, Sikatoria, Rabababandi, Rebebebe, Cabandorobosi, Sambroka Fandiriboshi, Mahandorobo, Sabataya, Zimbroki Fatondiribasi, Zibabababandorobo Shakatai, Rabababandaro, Rabababandaria. Rebebebe Pandaria, Rakato Catariosi, Zibaba Pandi, Bahandara Roboshi, Rakabakota Kati. Jesus, Jesus, pour your spirit, 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 pour your spirit on your people now, 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 Karola Basi Bakota Kasata, Zobra Kafandora Roboshikiba. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want you to understand, in the next 2 minutes, all of us here, we are going to pray in tongues. And I want you to understand, you see, the Bible says the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. He helped them to speak. But they spoke. Today we have Paul. Bible says Paul laid hands on them, and they all spoke with tongues. And today, this morning, I feel that God is refilling us again. God is filling us again. Everybody here. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. After, I say, after the end of this prayer, you open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues. I told you it can be one word. It can be one sentence. But all of us, I receive the Holy Spirit right now. Now with your hand lifted up, say with me, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I invite you into my life right now. In the name of Jesus, I am ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Now say like you believe it. I'm ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I invite you, fill me now. Holy Spirit, come and fill me now. I need your power. Holy Spirit, come and fill me now. I need your power. This morning, I am ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Come and fill me now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. Holy Spirit, thank you for filling me right now. In the name of Jesus, now begin to pray. Begin to pray. A river has begun. Makoto Torobo Shaka Bandariha. Rabba Bandarabasu. Zindiri Borobo Shikiba. Rabba Bandarabo Sikida. Rabba Bandi. Yendere Borobo Sikiba Hatai. Rabba Bandarabasa. Give us power. Give us power. Kandoro Lobo Shaka Bakotariani. Zindiri Borobo Shikiba Hani. Rabba Bandarabo Sik. Zumbra Kafatonderia, Rebepe Torokobani, Yenderabarabo Shikibate, Zongi Bakato, Rabaki Bata, Minerabo, Rabababababa, Rakatorama Kabasi, Zumbra Kafata, Yenderabaraboshi, Yenderabarabo Kapani, Hey, Karaboshi. Oh Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your spirit. Give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now we are just about to have communion. I need for you to understand that the Holy Spirit is here. No matter who you are, you are ready to receive. The Holy Ghost is ready to fill you. If you are ready to receive, He will fill you. And when the river begins, it begins like a little trickle. But as you keep on, in the spirit, it gets broader and stronger. Lift your hands to Him. Father, till this morning, I pray, let the river begin. Let the river begin in every life here. And let the river get stronger and stronger and stronger. In the name of Jesus, baptize your children, oh God. Fill your children, oh God, with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for today. We bless you. This morning, as we come to your table, we ask you, oh God, bless the bread, bless the wine. Bless your children in the name of Jesus. As you eat this bread, as you drink this communion wine, I pray, oh God, that strength will come into our bodies. Healing will come into our bodies. Miracles will come into our bodies. Do a mighty work in every life here, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I break every power of the enemy. I resist every move of the enemy against any life. I pray, oh God, fill your children. Fill your children with your presence and with your power. In Jesus' name. Amen. Right, stand where you are. They're bringing the communion. Holy Spirit, let your fire fall. Holy Spirit, now. Oh, Jesus. Just take it and hold it. We are going to pray together. Natum! The bread, say the body of the Lord. Say this morning, as I eat this bread, may every broken part of my body be restored. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Shall we eat the bread? Now lift up the wine. Father, this is your blood that was shed on Calvary for us. The blood that purges our sins. The blood that gives us opportunities and make doors, open doors for us. I pray the Lord, as we drink this wine, strength will come into our lives. Healing, restoration, forgiveness, deliverance will be our portion. We bless you
and we bless this cup. The Bible says it is the cup of blessing. We hold in our hands a cup of blessing. Anyone who drinks this cup, may you be blessed. May you be blessed.
Amen.
Like never before.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we drink it together? Father, we thank you so much for today, and we appreciate what you've done for us on Calvary. Thank you for giving us victory over every work of the enemy. Thank you that this week that we are walking in shall be a victorious week. Amen. It shall be a week of your power. Amen. A week of your grace. A week of your visitation. Lead us, Lord, and direct our paths, and be gracious to us. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please take your seats.
All
right. Are we blessed you came to church?
Yes.
Amen. Wow. I believe you have been blessed by the word of God today. I believe God has spoken to you and you have learned wonderful lessons for your life today. If you want to reach me, you can always call these numbers 0234-799-111. Again, 0234-799-111. Or you can also call 0279-747-173. That number again is 0279-747-173. If you call and the numbers are busy, please keep calling. Or you can also send a text to these numbers. You can also send me a message on Facebook, Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Or if you want to send a mail, you can also send it to bishopsaki@gmail.com. On Sundays, you can find me at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. The Kadesh is located on the Broadcasting Road on the way to Kaswa. You don't get to the Kaswa toll. It is towards the left. You ask anybody, where is the Broadcasting Road? Now, if you come up a little bit, you're going to find a beautiful tent, a huge tent. That is where the Kadesh is. Make the time and visit us at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International, the tent on fire. I tell you, we're having exciting and amazing times in the presence of the Lord. You will be so happy, so blessed, and so inspired. I'll be there to meet you on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning till evening. I'm there all the time. I love you, and keep listening, and we'll see you at the Kadesh, the tent on fire. God bless you.